Figure 1. The alien navigates a boat at sea. The boat changes course at sea, dipping temporarily out of the radar of a nearby Coast Guard vessel. A cargo of contraband people in a hold, fleeing war, or the aftermath of war, or the fifth bad harvest in a row, or them that flooded their valley, or the absence of social security in the face of unemployment, or a government that suddenly took offense at the way they spelled their names, study the contours of an unknown coastline in their minds, experiment with the pronunciations of harbor names unfamiliar to their tongues. Their map of the world is contoured with safe havens and dangerous border posts, places for landing, transit and refuge, anywhere and everywhere, encircled and annotated in blue ink. A geography lesson learned in the International University of Exile. Figure 2. The squatter builds a tarpaulin shelter. Tarpaulin, rope, a few large plastic drums, grates, long poles of seasoned bamboo, and quick eyes and skilled hands, create a new home. A migrant claims a patch of fallow land, marked property of the state in the city. Then comes the tough part, the search for papers, the guerrilla war with the master plan for a little bit of electricity, a little bit of water, a delay in the date of demolition, for a few scraps of legality, a few loose threads of citizenship. The learning of a new accent, the taking on of a new name, the invention of one or several new histories that might get one a ration card, or a postponed eviction notice. The squad grows incrementally, in Rio de Janeiro, in Delhi, in Baghdad, creating a shadow global republic of not quite citizens, with not yet passports, and not their addresses. Figure 3. The electronic pirate burns a CD. A 15-square-yard shack in a working-class suburb of northeast Delhi is a hub of the global entertainment industry. Here, a few assembled computers, a knockdown Korean CD writer, and some Chinese pirated software in the hands of a few formerly unemployed or unemployable young people turned media entrepreneurs, transform the latest Hollywood or Bollywood blockbuster into the stuff that you can watch in a tea shop on your way to work. Here, the media meets its extended public. It dies a quick death as one high-end commodity form, and is resurrected as another. And then, like the Holy Spirit, does not charge an exorbitant fee to deliver a little grace unto those who seek its fleeting favors. Electronic piracy is the flow of energy between chained product and liberated pixel that makes for a new communion, a samizdat of the song and dance spectacular. Figure 4. Workers protect machines in an occupied factory. Seamstresses at the Bruckmann Garment Factory in Buenos Aires shielded their machines against a crowd of policemen intent on smashing them. The power of the Argentine state provoked a perverse neo-Luddite incident, in which the workers were attacked while they tried to defend their machines from destruction. The Bruckmann factory was a fabrica occupada, a factory occupied by its workers, one of many that had sustained a new parallel social and economic structure based on self-regulation and the free exchange of goods and services outside or tangential to the failed money economy, a regular feature of the way in which working people in Argentina coped with the economic crisis of 2003. Turning the rhetoric and tactics of working class protest on its head, the seamstresses of the Bruckmann factory fought not to withdraw their labor from the circuit of production, but to protect what they produced, and to defend their capacity to be producers, albeit outside the circuit desired by capital.